قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected viewers, we begin by praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We send countless blessings, salutations upon our leader and master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his honorable companions, his household, and those who follow him. We come to the fourth juz of Quran Kareem. In the opening verses of this juz, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not attain piety until you spend from that which you love. Upon the revelation of this verse of Quran Kareem, Abu Talha Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he owned a piece of land, a tract of land, which is within the current Haram Sharif in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And he had given this was perhaps one of the most valuable pieces of grounds in Madinatul Munawwara, and he had given this on the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What lesson do we learn? When you give charity, give from the best of your wealth. That's number one. Number two, the Sahaba asked the Nabi of Allah, أَيُّ الصَّدَقَةِ أَعَظَّمُ أَجْرًا. O Nabi of Allah, which is that charity that constitutes the maximum benefit and earns the greatest reward in the eyes of Allah? Nabi alayhi salam said, أنت صدق وأنت صحيح شحيح تخشى الفقر وتأمل البقاء ولا تمحل حتى إذا بلغت الحلقوم قلت لفلان كذا وفلان كذا. When you are healthy, you're wealthy. You understand the value of the rand, dollar, and pound. And you don't wait up to that point when your soul reaches your collarbone and then you say so much to that institute, so much to that masjid. No, no. Sharia has already decided at that point. You cannot dictate from your grave. Subhanallah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala exhorts us to give charity, give from the best of that which you own. Give from the best of that which you own. What are the benefits of charity? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Badiru bis sadaqa. Hasten in giving charity. Why? فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّأُهَا. No calamity, no tragedy will come after charity. وَتَدْفَعُ مِيتَةَ السُّوءِ. It will safeguard a person from an unpleasant death. People speak about insurance and outsurance and cut off the middleman. Wallahi, there's no better way that we could insure ourselves and our families than giving charity on the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is one avenue that Allah has given us. Like Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi writes, he said that فَإِنَّ فِي الصَّدَقَةِ عَشْرُ خِصَالٍ مَحْمُودًا. There are 10 benefits in charity. 5 you'll see in this world and 5 ultimately you will see in Akhirah. In this world, it will purify your health, it will purify your wealth, it brings joy to the poor people, it will bring joy to that poor man. Unfortunately, today, that poor man is indebted to that wealthy man. The Nabi of Allah says, on Qiyamah's day, the poor people will be given a kingdom. Allah will tell them, walk around in Jannah, انظروا من أطعمكم في الله لقمة. Go and see if you could find anyone who had given you a sip of water to drink, a morsel of food. Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, if we feed animals, will we be rewarded? He said, satisfy the hunger of any creature and Jannat is yours. Satisfy the hunger of any creature and Jannat is yours. So respected viewers, one avenue that Allah has given us is charity on the name of Allah. We ask Allah to grant us the ability that we could utilize our wealth and channel our wealth in avenues that earns the pleasure of Allah. Till we meet you again tomorrow, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامر.